Greetings, everybody, and welcome to another RVW Wealth Wisdom Podcast. We're very happy to welcome back into our studio one of our superstar advisors from a team of people that we really respect. We have none other than Dan Waldron with us today. Dan is the Senior Vice President and Equity ETF Strategist at First Trust, one of the fund families that we have great respect for and admire greatly. Today, we've invited Dan to come back because we wanted to dig a little deeper into some of the more complex ETF strategies to gain a greater insight into how one accesses, or at least attempts to access, hopes to access, superior returns in a tax-efficient manner using science rather than forecasting and crystal balls and anticipation and all the nonsense that you see on television and read in your headline of newspapers, but to look beyond that, to look at the data. And one of the things we like about First Trust is that they are data-driven, not forecasts and not all the other stuff, because we know that that stuff has historically been pretty unreliable in terms of guiding investment decisions. And this is also totally in accordance with the RVW view, which is data rather than forecasts and the Wall Street hype that we don't buy at all. So with that introduction, I would be very pleased to welcome Dan. In the studio with me today is Jonathan Gerber, co-founder, Stefan So, chief strategist at RVW. We're very happy to have Dan with us today. And Dan, please take it away.
Well, it's great to be back. So we have an expression at the firm that goes, math wins. And it's a very simple strategy of looking at the numbers, not the narrative, trying to avoid getting pulled into those emotional pockets of irrationality. We use a fundamental approach in creating our ETFs. We like to look at things like earnings drivers. We like to look at valuation. We like to look at traditional fundamentals. And so we're kind of an odd duck in the ETF market. The ETF market started back in 1993 with the SPDR. And for most of the last 25 plus years, it's been dominated by passive investing. And what we offer are products that are designed to provide alpha, to take academically studied, real-world applied technical and fundamental factors, factors being the operative word, to select and weight stocks to get a better result. So while we don't get into name calling, I don't call a smart beta because that implies that regular beta is dumb. But we think that there's periods of time when clients are maybe would benefit from a passive, a beta approach. But what we're offering is the tenets of active management inside of an ETF. And So we rather than taking market risk to get market returns, we're going to use fundamentals to select and weight stocks.
I assume that what you're saying is that you have basically a rules-based system. You have a rigid structure of determining what's in, what's out, almost in a binary manner, rather than sitting there with the forecasts and economists' predictions. And as an economist myself, I have no problem dissing the industry. You know, there's an old saying, what does an economist do if he sees a $100 note on the sidewalk? And the answer is he does absolutely nothing because in theory it shouldn't be there. So I have no respect for that entire industry. Yeah. As a CPA, though, I'm profoundly impressed by reality. And as you correctly said, numbers, not narrative. You know, we say process, not product.
Yep.
But it's the same idea. So maybe you could open the hood and tell us a little bit about what numbers you look at and how you make decisions based on the data.
Well, a lot of the folks, many of the folks, I should say, that make up our investment management and research team are University of Chicago graduates, where Eugene Fama and Kenneth French taught. Those two professors produced a landmark study that looked at different investment characteristics, factors. And they looked at more than two dozen different factors, and they walked away with the conclusion there was only three that had predictive qualities. So what I mean by that is you can look at PE. It has informational value for today, but it doesn't have a predictive quality. So what Fama and French determined was that there are two value factors, price to book and price to cash flow, that help a value-oriented investor outperform. And then on the growth side, they identified price momentum. Just simply, stocks that are going up faster than their peers tend to continue to outperform. And so those three are sort of the foundation for what we do with our family of funds that use a patented strategy called AlphaDex. It's a methodology that we developed back in 2007. And it basically, we believe, gives our clients the added advantage of selection and weighting.
And we do use the AlphaDex strategy on the international side. Can you take us a little bit more into how companies are selected into the particular index?
Sure. So this is an enhanced indexing strategy. So what we do is we'll separate the value stocks from the growth stocks. We think this is one of the most common mistakes made by some of our competitors, where they look at value stocks through a growth lens or a growth stock through a value lens. So we call this the dual lens, where we only look at value metrics at a value stock and growth metrics for a growth company. So if it's a value stock, we rank them on a three-factor model: price to book, price to cash flow, those two FOMA French academic factors. Then we use a check factor to avoid value traps, and that's profitability, return on assets. On the growth side, we look at 3, 6, and 12-month price change as a measure of momentum. That gets 60% of the weight on the growth side. The other 40% go to two factors designed to keep momentum in check. One is trailing 12-month growth of sales, top of the income statement. We think it's pretty important for a growth company to be growing top line. And then price to sales to make sure you don't pay too much for it. So we're really getting into the weeds of this. FDT is our developed market AlphaDex ETF. This is going to be sort of your EFA equivalent. We're going to take 1,000 stocks. We're going to rank them 1 to 1,000 based on these six factors: 3 value, 3 growth. And we're going to take the top 300 companies. So you're really talking about dropping 70% of the marketplace. And I think this is different than the US AlphaDex methodology, because as we look internationally, we see there's a lot of really bad companies, quite honestly. And so, and then secondly, I think you don't want to own based on size, weight based on size. Let's weight based on fundamentals. So we take the top, let's call it the 30% of the developed market outside the United States, weighted based on fundamentals. And the performance has been pretty remarkable.
Thank you very much. Can we step back from that just a little bit and get a sense of what the First Trust view is on current valuations of equity markets in general? First, domestic, secondly, developed, foreign, and then emerging markets. In other words, relative to your discounted cash flow models and your other proprietary techniques, where do you come out? Let's start off with the U.S. How are U.S. equities valued compared with the equilibrium value that you've determined? Understanding, of course, that markets can periodically overweight and underweight for long periods relative to their equilibrium situation. But living with that and accepting that as a reality, what do you think of current equity valuations domestically?
Well, I won't go too far into it. I'll leave that to our market strategist. I'm a product strategist. My job is to help understand how these funds work within the context of an investment thesis. I will tell you that Brian Westbury expects the S&P 500, Brian Westbury, by the way, is our chief economist. He expects the S&P 500 to finish at 3,100. And, you know, the S&P is already up 11.75% year to date. If it gets to 3,100, we're still another, probably a 10% plus return from here. So we still think that when you discount back earnings, that today the market is still underpriced by at least 10%. So I don't think most of that's coming from multiple expansion. We think it's from just good old-fashioned earnings growth. We don't think the U.S. market is expensive. But that being said, we don't think it's necessarily cheap either. It's probably in kind of a reasonable valuation level. But we like the U.S. over international. That being said, we don't think you should be ignoring opportunities. I think the case for investing international is not to be diversified. It's not to get returns above and beyond the U.S. market. I think the reason you invest internationally is to own great companies that just happen to be domiciled outside the United States. So I think our methodology speaks to that. It's not about, I just want to own IFA because I'm supposed to take that kind of diversificational risk. We would rather find great companies using fundamentals. I think that's just a better way of investing internationally.
Terrific. In terms of emerging markets, does the First Trust have a position on that? I mean, how do you view emerging markets?
We do have a model portfolio that's available that really, I think in itself, speaks to our view on the world. And we do have an allocation to emerging markets. And it's been quite an amazing month and a half in the emerging market space. Our emerging market, AlphaDex, is up about 11.5% year to date. I think I go back though. I mean, in 2017 was just an amazing year for international investing. It was one of those bounce back years after, extended 5 years of really little to no performance. And so everybody kind of came into 2018 thinking it was going to be a repeat of 2017, and it wasn't the case. So now we're back, rock back. I think the general philosophy or general view on emerging markets is that they were just so cheap. So I don't know. I can't speak to how extended this performance is going to go. I suspect a good part of it's going to be based on China. China makes up a good percentage of most emerging market. I know it makes up a big block of our emerging market ETF, and how those negotiations go with our president. I think it's part of a broader, well-diversified portfolio. Emerging markets has a place. Be selective. Don't own the benchmark. Don't own the market. Own the best emerging market companies through an AlphaDex methodology.
Thank you very much. That's been really helpful. Thank you very much. Thank you to all the First Trust team. We appreciate our relationship with you and the wisdom that we gain from the various conferences, seminars, and speakers that you present. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you to Dan Waldrum. And also thank you to Stefan, my partner, Jonathan, and the whole RVW team for another great podcast. Thanks.
This podcast is not intended to constitute investment, legal, or tax advice. The ideas and strategies expressed in this podcast are not necessarily those recommended or implemented by RVW Wealth. Please consult and rely exclusively on your professional advisors.